You're listening to the Whistle Pulse podcast with me, Laura Hanlon, keeping your finger on the pulse with all the local info you need to know. I've got you covered every weekday morning. Hi, good morning, happy Friday. Yeah, it's snowing. Oh my gosh. Yeah, if you hit the hay a little later last night, you would have seen that the snow kind of kicked off really lightly at about 11 p.m. And we have some light snow in the valley this morning with four centimeters on the official snow report. Well, the snow ruler this morning, but first reading from the grooming team says 3 centimeters and it's still snowing. Yeah, creeping up the snow ruler today. We are due more snow throughout the day, light snow, but a dump overnight with quite a lot of confidence in getting close to 20 centimeters by the morning. And yeah, lots of heavy snow tomorrow forecast during the day with it to taper off, but still accumulations to keep accumulating on Sunday with, as the report puts, some low to moderate confidence in the snowfall amounts for Monday, Tuesday as of right now. And the freezing levels are going to go up. We can see the temperature change already this morning. We're talking -7 at the Horseman Hut, as well as -6.7 at the peak. And wind speeds have been slowly increasing, of course, since last night too, with the arrival of this storm. We're talking wind speeds still rocking in the 40 to sort of 60 kilometer an hour range this morning, but we are due for moderate winds. And of course, yeah, looking on the webcams, we'll have a snow day, low visibility over the weekend to be expected too. Yeah, I mean, I think I can confidently say you won't need sunscreen. Yeah, what with the precip we're going to be getting and yeah, cloud bank, gray skies, stormy conditions. So take your low light lens for the weekend for sure and expect slightly warmer conditions. You know, these temperatures at Pig Alley and around the Catskinner weather plot, -5 right now, but for looking for an alpine high of potentially -4 at 1800 meters, and those wind speeds from the southwest to kind of continue to peak at around 60 kilometers an hour today with this light snow. But yeah, expect moderate to high winds to come in this evening with the arrival of more snow, and then tonight through the weekend, stormy conditions. Yeah, I want to stress that. And that, of course, you ride with friends, especially in tree areas, you know, with the risk of tree wells and snow immersion really due to increase this morning, throughout the weekend. So yeah, ride safe. And if you're looking for groomers today, and it looks like Upper Pete to Creek wasn't actually groomed overnight. So, run of the day on Blackcomb is Jersey Cream and Cruiser. And the saddle, I don't know why I went with a Jersey accent. Yes, I do. The saddle, along with Green Acres, is run of the day on Whistler. No major interesting groomers that are on the standout on the report this morning, unfortunately. So, was looking for that. But I do have something to admit. I left my phone at work last night at Nagomi, which means a couple things. I can't access my Facebook. I have two-factor authentication. So this podcast is going to be shorter for the weekend. I am so sorry. I do not have my phone. If anybody's trying to contact me, you can get at me later today. a couple things that'll be missing on the report this morning. But I do want to make sure that you get, of course, your Road and Valley Weather Report, which is brought to you by Bryce Morris at Greg Gardner GM in Squamish. Make sure you give him a call if you're in the market for a new vehicle, a new adventure vehicle in the sea to sky. Yeah, on the roads, we have that special weather statement in effect that I mentioned yesterday for heavy snow today and through tonight, potential for 10 to 15 centimeters to compile at lower elevations before this freezing level really kind of warms up, which I'm sure will affect people's drive. We'll be definitely being expecting a large influx of people this afternoon on Highway 99 northbound, of course, what with the power weekend expected. And we are brought you a high of just 2 degrees in the valley again, much like yesterday. Well, yesterday we had a high of 2.5. Anticipate that. Give yourself lots of time for your journey, lots of patience, lots of distance and reaction time between yourself and other vehicles. And yeah, I know hitchhiking's still illegal, hey? Yeah. But there's been a lot of that happening in our community recently, what with, quite a few bus incidents. And I did hear from a friend who's a bus driver the confirmation that, yes, they did downgrade the tires, which could well be responsible for quite a few incidents last week. But roads have been really, notoriously eventful last week. And what with more traffic expected this afternoon, a slow roll into town, the warming of those slow moving vehicles of snow underneath turning into potentially slippery stuff, take your time and look out for that affecting your drive over the weekend. And of course, a large exodus to be expected Sunday afternoon onwards. Last week was the busiest Sunday we've seen this winter, I am pretty sure. So yeah, for valley weather, a high of 2 degrees today, snow mixed with rain, high of 3 tomorrow, so expect a little more rain, but snow continuing tomorrow on the roads with, like I said, 5 to 10 centimeters today and through tomorrow expected as well. And overnight highs are pretty mild. We're talking 1 degree tonight, minus 2 tomorrow, 0 on Sunday into dawn on Monday. And yes, the clocks do spring forward this Monday. You're going to lose an hour of sleep. Oh no, which means I do too for the radio station, Mountain FM. Okay, it is what it is. Sunset is at 6:07 tonight and sunrise was at 6:39, but that's going to change Sunday. So as of 2 a.m. Saturday night, you have been warned, your phones will change if you have a phone. But I know I've been mentioning some rock stabilization happening around Porto Cove over the past couple of days. No notification of that happening online anymore from on Drive BC. Definitely winter driving conditions with the plow going to be very busy on the Duffy Lake Road section of Highway 99 this weekend. Look out for potentially a couple of delays if there's any avalanche control work too. But wet roads in Pemberton, snow on the roads in Whistler this morning, especially on side streets. And so, take your time, especially cornering this morning when there's fresh snow. Take it easy. Also, avalanche work potentially starting tomorrow. There's the notification. So yes, tomorrow expect to see that between Mount Currie and Lillooet and elevation. But look, watch for slippery sections. No major roadside or maintenance that I'm going to see is going to affect your drive today. Although happening today in Lions Bay, there's some intermittent maintenance happening with some catch basin draining as well. So yeah. Okay, let me tell you about the events. Well, firstly, happy International Women's Day. Yeah, that is absolutely today. And a few events from Pearl Space Society that I mentioned yesterday that are happening. So including Handsome Men and DJ Soul Club and some special guests celebrating Women in Song at the Alpine Cafe tonight from 6 p.m. Yes, since the reno, they got more seating, but get there early to avoid disappointment. And they are doing their online auction as well. They have yoga and hitboxing events too. Yeah, super, super rad. And for anything that I'm missing this morning, because I don't have access to my usual kind of plethora of resources, I am sorry. Happening tomorrow at the GLC, Red Chair are playing live. Yes, they did last week too. And they of the GLC are hosting live music every Saturday all month. And remember, Shred Kelly are playing on March 30th or 31st. It's coming up. So get your tickets before they sell out. And I know, St. Patrick's Day, pretty much around the corner, hey? Oh yeah, it's the Dublin Gate's busiest day of the year, but there are plenty of other bars celebrating. In fact, you can maybe get lucky with RMU. If you find the RMU coins in the bar to win prizes. Sam Tuff is going to be on the decks from 3 till 6 for Après on that day, March 17th. What day of the week is that? I'll look that up. But also news for you too from the Whistler Community Services Society. They are now doing drop in food bank appointments on Saturdays, if you needed to know that. And they wanted to wish one of their longest standing members, Ellie, she's been working with Whistle Community Services Society for 20 years as a volunteer, and she is retiring. So Ellie, congratulations. Yeah. And thank you for all the amazing work you've done with WCSS. Oh, and Slim, a great reply to the Instagram competition we're running right now on the story. Naming the Raven couple on Whistler Peak. And I know a few people have different names for them. But what a couple key members of the community and Whistler Search and Rescue like to call them the other day. So that's a reply I'm looking for. But I don't know, Batman and Robin could win it at this point. And DJ Surgeon, I used to call them Lip and Liz, like Philip and Elizabeth, the royal couple of the hill. Yeah, but I think I'm going to adopt these new names that I've learned from other people. But amazing creatures, and everybody has a unique interaction with them. They're very special birds. Speaking of special, I do know a couple people that were born today that I want to wish a happy birthday to. And I'm so sorry that I'm going to forget other people's for the weekend, but tune in to Mountain FM on Sunday. You'll get a radio shout out for sure. I'm always about that. But I want to wish a very special happy birthday to Dan Mulcahy. Congratulations again, Dan, on getting your PR. That's so awesome. What a relief. And to very talented filmmaker and guy, Ryan Kenny. Happy birthday. You know, Ryan actually won some prizing for Be Vocal About a Vocal. Yeah, over at Crystal Chair, he saw somebody riding a board that was super beat up and he gave him a snowboard. Yeah, hell of a guy. Happy birthday to you both. And again, apologies for anybody I'm missing over the weekend and today. Ruckus Deluxe are playing live today for APRE, as well as tomorrow with Pat and Mike at the Dublin Gate on Sunday. And the Hair Farmers are, of course, playing Merlin's today. But heads up, they have a private event in Vancouver tomorrow, so they are not going to be playing APRE at Dusty's on Saturday. Yeah, you have been warned. But from the incredible Stinkies on the Stroll, here we have some amazing throwback facts for you. Oh, yeah. Did you know, well, it was on this day in 1531 that King Henry VIII was recognized as the supreme head of the Church of England in the Convocation of Canterbury. 1531, there you go. In 1910, Baroness Raymond de La Roche of Paris became the first ever licensed female pilot. Yes, March 8th, International Women's Day. And a few years later in 1917, the February Revolution really began in earnest, a protest celebrating International Women's Day with riots in St. Petersburg over food rations and conduct of the war in Russia. This day, 1917. So yes, International Women's Day has been celebrated and protested for a long time. I know, I'm kicking myself for not celebrating. Should have hosted an APRE or a ski day. And anyway, sorry, winter can get busy, so next year. But also on this day, hey, Joe Frazier ended Muhammad Ali's 31-fight winning streak at that famous fight of the century this day, 1971, at Madison Square Garden. And did you know that the first stock car race was held in Daytona Beach, Florida, this day in 1936? Oh, you do now. Or perhaps that Diana Ross was at number one with Chain Reaction. Oh, no, too early. You didn't need to hear that, but I'm sure it made you laugh. 1986, it was number one. Check this one from 1973, though. Paul McCartney was fined £100. For growing cannabis at his farm in Scotland. And it was because McCartney claimed some fans gave the seeds to him and he didn't know that they would grow or what it would be. What, tomato plants? Or I may. Oh, also on this day what year was it? Let me double check here. 1990. Cher won the worst dressed female and worst video, according to Rolling Stone magazine's awards for If I Could Turn Back Time. Oh, that was pretty good. Hey, Yes, nailed it. Hope you enjoyed that, Ryan and Jess. So lovely to meet you yesterday and do a few laps, including at the Umbrella Bar. Have a fantastic time with Brad and Jess German today. See you in the hot tub, maybe. But today's joke of the day, brought to you by Coast Mountain Brewing, and also my friend, June Iwasada. Yeah, I heard this joke from him last night. Incidentally, he also, I managed to contact and he confirmed. My phone is safe. Thank you, June. But yeah, what do you call a Japanese chihuahua? Konnichiwa. And track of the day. Well, I don't have access to the phone or the Spotify playlist for March's Pick and Mix playlist this month without a lot of effort. But I do know that I wanted to put Swimming Pool's latest track, Skirt, S-K-R-T, on the playlist. So that is track of the day. It's his latest release. And yes, there is a Reddit thread with the theory that Swimming Pool might be an alter ego of Fred again. I don't know. But I do know that would like to be, like to have been at a Fred Again show in Sydney recently. But you know what? Okay, I know, short and sweet. It's going to be an incredible weekend, but stormy. Yeah, tree line skiing, fun, but the snow is going to be heavier with these higher, warmer temperatures. Milder temperatures, I should say, and a freezing level due to rise to look out potentially as warm as, say, 1300, maybe 1500 meters. But yeah, I'll chat to you Monday with the pulse, and yeah, tune into Mountain FM Sunday morning for another little hangout. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Ride safe. Ride with friends. Actually, psych. I forgot to mention a couple things. That it is dog day at Whistler Olympic Park this Sunday. Yeah, between 10 and 2 p.m. All proceeds from dog passes will actually go to WAG. Yep. Wanted to put that on your radar, along with the fact, you know, what with the last discounted Wednesday happening at Whistler Olympic Park, a couple things I know are kind of hailing in the end of some winter operations, including the last day for skating at Whistler Olympic Park. That is going to be on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, weather permitting. So I know, wanted to put that on your radar as well. Sorry to report it. But yeah, now I think that's all I can do. So chat to you soon.
The Whistle Pulse podcast is here for you every weekday morning at 7:15-ish and is sponsored by Stinkies on the Stroll. Stroll on down for all your hunger, thirst, sporting and après needs.